Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. A native of Mobridge returns to South Dakota as Jamie Wood has been selected as the U.S. Small Business Administration's District Director for the South Dakota District Office. Wood began her civilian career in the U.S. government in 2006. She visited with SDPB's Jeremy Ludeman on Monday and detailed the path that brought her back to South Dakota.
I graduated from high school in Mobridge and joined the Army, actually, out of Mobridge as well. And so I'm returning here after several years on a global career path around the world. I've worked in Korea and also over in Germany for several years before I joined the Small Business Administration in 2014 out in Washington, D.C. at the SBA headquarters. And last year, I had the opportunity to transfer back to Dakota Territory, and I joined the North Dakota District Office as the Deputy District Director for the state. And then this opportunity in South Dakota opened up, and I jumped at the chance to be able to come back to South Dakota. It's what I consider home, and to be able to continue to serve with the Small Business Administration here in my home state is just, you know, it's a dream come true. So I'm very excited to bring skill set back to South Dakota and really enable small businesses. We've been doing a lot of great work here out of this office and across the state. We have many different small business resource partners that we work with, small business development centers, SCORE, Veteran Business Outreach Center, and also the Women's Business Center. And so we actually rely on those. They're all federally funded partners of ours that help to carry out the one-on-one counselings and get the small businesses connected to the, you know, the resource network so that they can start, grow, and transition their businesses. But, yeah, for me, it's just really great to be back here, and I'm just really excited to continue the great work that we're already doing.
And let's have an overview now of the Small Business Administration, what it is, and what the South Dakota division is charged with doing other than partnering with the organizations you just mentioned.
Okay. Well, the U.S. Small Business Administration is a federal agency that actually has a very wonderful portfolio and a mission set, and that is to help small businesses across the United States and some of the territories to start, grow, and to transition their businesses. And so when I say transition, I mean like when a business gets to the point where they decide they want to sell, maybe they want to retire and they want to hand down that business or hand it over to either, when I say hand down, I think, you know, to their family member or maybe nieces, nephews, maybe to an employee or, you know, hand it over to somebody that's interested in it. There's a lot of ways that that can happen, and we have teams that are available to help people through that transition. But also just to start a business, it takes, you know, so many resources and time. And what we've really tried to do is kind of narrow down the ways that people can start, grow, or transition a business. And we just really want to get these resources that are free and available to these potential or actual business owners to, you know, continue to thrive in this wonderful economy that we have for small businesses. Here in South Dakota, 99% exactly of businesses are small. So we really value the small businesses here in the state and across the nation as a agency. But here in the state, we know that it's the small businesses that are the driving and cutting edge of our economy, and we're doing all that we can to make sure that that continues.
I'm intrigued to ask you about a couple of things. I want to start off with the rural economy. You know, there's a lot of ag producers that are struggling with the low commodity prices. We've got the concern of tariffs. What is the process of talking with ag leaders, business owners, especially in the small business realm, just about how to, find new markets, find new opportunities for their products, and then for maybe small manufacturers and others that have to work with the agriculture industry? What's the process of making sure they have those resources? What are some things that your office can do?
Well, thanks so much for asking that. There actually is quite a nexus for between our agencies, between the U.S. Small Business Administration and actually the U.S. Department of Agriculture. So We have an MOU, a Memorandum of Understanding, that was signed by our leadership between SBA and the USDA last year. And we've taken quite a deep dive, if you will, or a focus on how we can further connect the great work that our both of our agencies are doing to make sure that the small businesses, no matter what sector they're in, whether they're in technology or the ag industry or the restaurant business, for instance, to be able to leverage some of these same business resources that we have. So our specialty here at SBA is actually business development. We offer people a way, a pathway to kind of map out what their business journey is going to be. And we ask them to be repeat customers. So whether they're starting up or whether they're growing, every once in a while, it just makes good business sense to map it out in a business development plan. So we have the resources that can help with that. And we also connect people to access to capital, access to federal contracting opportunities, and we have disaster assistance resources as well. And without getting too much into the details because it's a whole, separate conversation, but we do have some reduced fees of our loans that we offer, and those can be used in an urban or a rural setting. So one of the unique aspects of businesses in a rural state like South Dakota is that many of our farmers and ranchers are also the business owners on the main streets of those small towns. So there's such a connectedness of that economy between agriculture and then in a small town setting. They might be the owners of the sale barn or the owners of a restaurant or the owners of a clothing shop or tractor repair, and they'll also be the local ranchers and farmers that have it. So this very common, Mobridge, South Dakota, is quite a great example of that as well. So we are right there with our resources offering all of these business resources, the development, like I mentioned, the access to capital, contracting, and the disaster relief. So USDA, we partner with them very closely now to make sure, because they're the experts in the agriculture and the ag industry, but they also have this wonderful portfolio in rural development. So you could actually have a nail salon on Main Street of a small town, and USDA would be the resource that you leverage for the business revenue or the business access to the capital. But match that up with the business development, the expertise that SBA brings in, and right there is a great, well-rounded, resource package for those small businesses. So we're very active in our relationship with USDA to reach rural America all across the states, but it is super important right here in South Dakota.
I want to focus on one of those resources you mentioned near the top of our conversation. That's developing a business plan. Walk me through, if I'm, no matter where I am in the state, if I want the help of the SBA, your office, in developing that business plan, walk me through the steps of that.
Absolutely. Well, there's a lot of ways that you can reach us. I like to say there's many doors into the same room, actually. And so a great place to start is right at our website, www.sba.gov/SD. So www.sba.gov/SD. That gets you right to the South Dakota site. And on there, you're going to get a directory where you can, and it has all of our telephones, our emails for our whole staff. We have a staff of 7 across the state. There's 6 of us here in Sioux Falls, and 1 is located out in Rapid City. But then it also has a listing of our vast network that I talked to you about, of our resource partners, the Small Business Development Centers, SCORE, the Veteran Business Outreach Center, and the Women Business Center. And so we have a very robust and active ecosystem, if you will, of these resource partners across the state. And so you can easily connect. If you contact us here at the state office, the district office, we're going to make sure to first talk with you about what your needs are and kind of where you're at, because we get all different types of calls. Some people come in or they'll call and they'll have a concept of a dream of some sort of business that they want to start. And then other ones are already in business and they've heard about our resources and then they decide, I really like to grow in one direction or the other, and they come in and we talk to them. And then we do have others that are interested in looking for a match for that next business owner that they can sell or turn their business over to. So once we get them connected and with us and find out what their needs are, we can kind of customize and send them in a direction for that the resource partner consultation that will actually take them to that next step. And the next step might be building a business development plan, a map, like I mentioned earlier, about everything that they need for the next 3 to 5 years to grow their business. And once they have that business development plan really fleshed out, they can actually then be ready to go meet with some lenders. And so we help get them connected as well. And we have different types of lending products, many different types that can be customized to the needs of the small business.
Just a question about now veteran-related programs and initiatives. You mentioned the Veteran Business Center, Veterans Business Outreach Center of the Dakotas. Talk with me about folks who are leaving the service or who may be serving in a reserve role who want to start or grow their business. What is the conversation that you have with people who have served our nation and now want to serve in another role?
Well, this is one of my favorite areas to talk about in the small business sphere. I love all small businesses, but the veteran demographic definitely is near and dear to my heart. I come from a military family. My dad and dad-in-law were in the military. My husband and I are both Army veterans, and two of my three grown children are serving in the military currently. So what we do know, SBA really values the veteran small business owner as well. So Congress has approved funding. We realize through surveys and research that veterans are one of the underserved demographics in the business sphere. And it actually boils down to when you step kind of outside of regular society and you serve in the military, you've actually kind of stepped off that pathway that regular society or the non-veteran society, rather, the path that they're on to success, if you will. And so when a veteran comes back in and integrates, transitions back into society, often they're a little behind on not on tenacity, but they might be a little bit behind. For instance, they might not have business credit established at the same age that a non-veteran might have. And so we have many resources available. There's actually an Office of Veteran Business Development at SBA headquarters that is instrumental in providing grants across the state to 22 different veteran business outreach centers. We're really lucky to have one that serves both North and South Dakota. It's out of the University of North Dakota, and it's called the Veteran Business Outreach Center of the Dakotas. So a Veteran Business Outreach Center's tasked and through this federal grant with the SBA to reach the transitioning service members that are inside of both of the Dakotas here right now. We have one air base here in South Dakota, and there's a couple up in North Dakota. So in their grant, they are supposed to go to these installations, and they provide workshops called Boots to Business. Those Boots to Business entrepreneurial trainings take place for one day. And it's usually once a quarter on each of the, so 4 times a year on each one of those installations. But there's this whole other pool of military servants. They're called National Guard and Reservists, and so we have those as well. And then all era veterans and the military spouse demographic, too, are also served by the Veteran Business Outreach Center. So the VBOC, that's the nickname that we call it, will actually Again, just like our other partners do, they'll talk to the veteran or the military spouse or the active duty service member about what their kind of dreams and goals are, their aspirations for small business. We actually try to connect them through the VBOX to the ecosystem that's here inside of the state and then also beyond and let them know if they want to stay here in South Dakota, for instance, that there are many resources available, and that VBOC is really just kind of a part of it's a central part of an ecosystem that's connected to many different resources. So it could be connected to the Department of Commerce inside of the state, and also to the governor's office, and to many different types of resources to be able to get the veteran or the military spouse in touch with all these different types of ecosystem partners that will help provide resources to get that business going. So what we're finding is that there's about 200,000 service members that transition out of the military every single year. And that's just steady state. That's the way that it always is. And many join as well every year, but 200,000 are getting out. So if you do the math and you take, 50 states and divide that into the 200,000, that's a lot of opportunity for any state to have, potential business owners coming back in. And we do have some research that indicates that about 25% of those transitioning service members are interested or would entertain starting a small business. So again, even if you take that 50,000 each year and divide the 50 states into it, that's a lot of opportunity for economies to grow through small business just by adding or opening up the avenues for a veteran-owned small business to start inside of their state. 1 out of 10, approximately, small businesses in the United States is currently owned by a veteran. So there's a great opportunity right here in South Dakota, and we're really hoping that these vets will look at staying here in the state because there are just a lot of wonderful things about South Dakota.
My last question for you is about the disaster loan opportunities for folks. We've had some severe weather move through the state over the past month or so. What's available for people if they are in need to get a loan in this situation?
Well, SBA headquarters has a disaster assistance team that looks across all of the U.S. consistently where there's areas of, for instance, weather, like blizzards, drought, hurricanes, whatnot. And they're always looking at that. They have been in contact with our team just to let us know that they're monitoring, what the harsh winter that we had and now the floods. And we're working with them consistently to see. So we're kind of in that nexus. Like right now, we haven't heard of a lot that are being deployed right here in South Dakota, but just want to make sure that you understand that we are keeping an eye out on this constantly. And if people do feel like they are eligible or they're interested in more disaster assistance information, they should contact us, and we'll make sure to put them in contact with those disaster resources. Now, if something catastrophic does happen inside the state, many times these teams will come to a state, and they're a separate planning cell and response cell that actually deploys to a given area, and they would come in and they would join with many different partners like USDA, Commerce, the governor's team, and other different resources to set up a temporary shop, if you will, that will help to respond to anybody who's in need. So that's how that would work. Right now, we don't have one set up in South Dakota, but we are in contact monitoring the weather situation and the results of having a harsh winter. So we're always looking at it.
Jamie Wood is the new Small Business Administration South Dakota District Director. She sat down with SDPB's Jeremy Ludeman on Monday.